Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I was puzzled a little bit by the intervention of our colleague from Iran, his last intervention, because I was going exactly to comment his working paper, the working paper that was presented by the delegation of the Islamic Republic of Iran. First of all, Mr. Chair, I think it's a very, very valuable working paper with a lot of interesting and useful information and positions. I would say that my delegation could support this working paper up to a point. And I will like to highlight some topics of this working paper. First of all, for instance, in paragraph 3, it said, to that end, deliberations of SNT shall not be construed to address only prohibitions under the convention. We couldn't agree more what is said here. Then on paragraph 7, item C, given the fact that any code as devised by states shall ultimately be applied to their subjects, it remains the prerogative of each state party to decide on the context, promulgation, and adoption of codes. Also, my delegation can support what's said here. And then, again, paragraph 7, item E, without prejudice to the promotion of international scientific and technological cooperation and exchange of information regarding results of scientific research, the proper use of scientific information for peaceful purpose, as promoted in the convention, should be safeguarded by state parties while ensuring observance of ethical and moral norms and values by scientific and professional communities. And it goes on, item G, H, we can agree with it. But as was said by the distinguished representative of China, on item I, it's our understanding that the Chinese-Pakistani proposal, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Why? Because we have different, as we know, as many colleagues in this room know very well, we have different codes of conduct. We have professional codes of conduct. They are the more restrictive ones. We have ethical code of conduct. And we have aspirational code of conduct. The Chinese-Pakistani proposal is an aspirational code of conduct, and it's necessary. And why this aspirational code of conduct is necessary? Because we are witnessing a revolution in the life sciences. There are a lot of changes taking place, and at the same time, a popularization of the life science. So it's important to have a broad guideline. And it's our understanding, and it was said in my national intervention, that's important to discuss it within the BWC. It needs to be a state-driven process. And with, of course, with the participation of the scientific community. So going back to the beginning of my comment, Mr. Chair, once again, I would like to thank Iran for presenting this working paper. I believe it's a useful contribution for our debate. And of course, I do not agree with the conclusion. My problem, the problem of my delegation is just the last three paragraphs, because the same rationale that it is in the paper. In my understanding, it drives us to the approval of and the discussion and the future approval of a code of conduct. Thank you, Mr. Chair.